All right, welcome back, folks. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you. This is the number one rated show, the number one podcast. I'm telling you, you've heard it here first. This is the number one podcast in the genre of partially retarded fat guy drives around in his pickup farting and spewing bullshit. That's a real genre out there. And we're the number one show, and it's all because of you out there. The six of you sitting there on your lunch break listening to me fucking talk. You folks have driven us to the top, and I thank you. All right. What are we doing? What are we doing? We are driving. Fuck, I'm tired. I'm like an hour and a half from home. I ran up to Wyoming. I've got a buddy of a buddy of a buddy of a buddy. He's got lion dogs. And I worked it out with him so I could do a little hunting. I said, hey, I'll make it easy. You just call me, I'll come, I'll bring my own food, which we'll get into that later. Hashtag 75 hard. I've been wanting to go cat hunting. I've probably told you that. And it's a little late. The quotas are getting filled. But I said, hey, just call, I'll come. You know, as long as nothing's going on crazy with the family. Work's slow right now. I can easily get away. I will make it easy on you. So anyway, they got a storm up there. Started snowing like Thursday, Friday of last week. He shot me a message. Says, hey man, if you want to come Friday night, come on. And so I threw all my shit in the truck and headed out Friday afternoon. Of course, I didn't leave first thing in the morning because it was kind of shitty out. You know, it was shitty here. Roads were closed. Schools closed. It wasn't great. I didn't leave right away. And about noon, I get this video of a cat. that he had treed right next to somebody's house. I was like, fuck! Why am I not there? I should have went the night before, which I would have, but it's not his fault. He just was out. It was just a fluke deal. One of them deals where he didn't have a hunter and was just out looking for tracks, found a fresh one, and set loose in this... I mean, it fucking treed literally in this guy's yard. Like, it was like a 150 yard dash with one dog and ran it up a tree. So we felt pretty confident that maybe we'd find that track and run it the next day, because he didn't really, that cat didn't seem to be too worked up over the whole deal. So I got in Friday night, made it there. It wasn't too bad. The roads weren't great, but they weren't like, I don't know. They weren't terrible. It was warm enough. Part of the way was pretty shit. Nike, you give a fuck. All right, anyway, I got to town, met up, got my tag, just did everything. And I'll be honest with you, there's only one cat left on the quota. But the way we got this worked out is, whether it be in another unit this late spring, you know, if we get some snow, I might run up there if they want me to. I'm gonna be easy. I'm gonna be like my first girlfriend. Super easy. She probably listens to this. Now that I'm so fucking famous. That's right, bitch. Go fuck yourself. I am a big deal now. Jesus Christ. All right. Back at it. I've got all year. I mean, next late or early next winter, I can go back. So we're going to get me a cat. I'm going to get me a cat this year. That's my goal. One of my goals. I got many goals. So anyway, we got up the next morning, had a little quick breakfast. I'm going to caveat this story. Along the way, I'm going to be sprinkling in all this bullshit that I'm doing for this 75-hour idiotic thing that I've told myself that I'm going to do. It's so fucking stupid. And I say that, I'm not making fun of anybody that does it. I'm making fun of myself. Like, I feel like a fucking moron. Like, when I'm at home, it's great. It's actually great. Because I need that thing in my head that says, nope, you can't have that cookie. You can't have that cookie because if you have it, then you got to start over. I have to have that for the diet. Everything else, not drinking, eating, fucking is the problem. Not drinking, working out twice a day. I mean, reading 10 pages. Of course, reading 10 pages, that takes me a lot longer than it should. Because I'm fucking a moron. But, I mean, none of that is a big deal. I make it sound like it's so easy. It's not that easy to work out every fucking day for an hour and a half, split in two. You know, I mean, it's not... I'm not saying it's easy, but that stuff doesn't seem as bad when I'm on a normal routine, when we're not crazy busy at work. It just doesn't seem like god-awful terrible. But, looks like I have to turn left here. But man, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's good. It's very good for me because I'm not eating garbage. I'm still eating sugar in the form of, and I know I've gone over this shit, but I'm going over it again. I got a fucking hour and a half drive here. I'm still eating sugar in the form of fruit and honey. Things that are more organic. That's all. I'm just trying to eat whole foods for the most part. I mean, there's a certain point where you, like, you know, I'm giving myself... I wonder if you guys can hear my GPS talking to me. God, that's real quality right there. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still giving myself a little bit of a leeway. But anyway, the reason I say that is because I don't... I've done this shit. This is my... Today, this is one of the bigger challenges of the trip. But I'll get to there. I'll get there. But, I don't want to fail. This is day 21. I'm 3 weeks into this stupid shit. And now, you know, I'm going to New Zealand. That's my goal, is to just get it done and just have accomplished it and be done with it the day I fly out to New Zealand. I think that'll be kind of cool. So it's keeping me on track, but it's so fucking stupid. So I roll into this guy's place. Luckily, I did all my working out and all my bullshit before I left on Friday. So I didn't have any problems there. I ate before I got... Actually, no. I ate with the... my buddy that... My buddy's buddy that's the outfitter. I wasn't hunting with him. Anyway, it's one of his guides that I actually stayed with. Like, you give a fuck. But I was hoping, like, he'd want to go... Like, if I'm going to go out to eat, I'm going to go to a steakhouse. I'm going to have a steak, a salad, potato. You know, I'm not going to eat bread or anything with crazy sugar in it. Yeah, they probably fucking... Who knows? They probably inject the potatoes with sugar. I'm not... That's not my diet. I don't give a fuck. Like, if it looks like it did when it come out of the ground or off the fucking animal, I'll eat it. And I still allow myself peanut butter, natural peanut butter. And if you don't like that, go fuck yourself. Natural peanut butter and, sourdough bread. As long as it doesn't have sugar in it. Now, you gotta be careful with the sourdough breads if you buy them. If your wife cooks them, like my wife, fuck, seems to always cook a loaf when I'm gone. Like, she just sent me a picture of one. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Every goddamn time I'm gone. Every fucking time. You make something awesome. But we have been buying them when we haven't had them. And I found some that's... It's literally... And I know. There's fucking assholes out there like, Jake, didn't you know that there's wheat gluten in that? Didn't you know there's wheat in that? If you look at the... I'm just looking at ingredients now. And I'm just trying... If there's like two or three ingredients in something and I know what it means... Like, I think the bread... And don't fucking quote me on this. But with the bread I'm buying, it's like wheat and whatever the starter is, which is like live cultures and some kind of water. I don't know. It was like, it's almost nothing. I'll have to look it up, but it wasn't like, you know, collagen gum and fucking sweet sugar and cane sugar and I don't know, sodium chlorate and fucking nicotine. I mean, it wasn't... If you start reading labels, it is fucking insane. And I will tell you, I do waver a bit on certain things. Like, I had a Fairlife protein shake this morning. Just because that's easier to throw in. And I... Now and then we'll eat a, especially on like these trips where I'm hunting, I'll throw in those Perfect Bars, which I know like everybody thinks that like that's an Aaron fucking Snyder original. Like those motherfuckers, like, and maybe I'm just putting words into people's mouths because people think that's like he originated those, like fucking developed them. Because he talked about it one time. I don't know. That is where I got it. That was the first time I tried it, was when he told me to. But they are fucking delicious. I don't eat them so that I can fucking be like him. Jesus Christ. And I know some of them motherfuckers out there just chugging kombucha. You fuckers hate that shit. You hate it. But you fucking drink that nasty shit because he does. God damn it, people are fucking douches. Don't be like anybody else. Be yourself. That's what I do. I'm myself and I'm a moron. And I honestly probably copy like Bill Burr and some of the other people that I think are funny. Just out of sheer, it's not on purpose, it just happens, because I'm unoriginal. Alright, back at it. Where the fuck was I? I know I was like talking about food and back and forth. This is going to be a real choppy podcast. Anyway, I got into town, and I was going to take him to a steakhouse, but he wanted to go to, what in the fuck sticks? Oh. My GPS thinks I'm off the road. I'm out in the BFE, South Dakota, Wyoming border. So he wanted to go somewhere. He had his kids with him. I was like, oh no, they're gonna pick like fucking Jimmy John's or something. I don't even think I can get something there. But luckily. Luckily and kind of unluckily, they wanted to go to like a Japanese steakhouse. I was like, all right, fuck it. That's fine. I can get, you know, steak and seafood. It's vegetables and rice. Yes, it's got some sauce on it that probably doesn't fit. I didn't eat any of the fucking yum-yum sauce. Now, I'm sure there was some dumped on the... They didn't cook it in front of us. We just ordered it. Yeah, maybe you can fucking tell me I failed. Go fuck yourself. I tracked it. And I didn't eat the sauce. I didn't eat the... that was it. I didn't eat the salad. Because I don't really like that fucking salad dressing they have on there anyway, and it's probably full of sugar. So I feel like I won. Go fuck yourself. And I know this is a boring part of the podcast, but I was only there for 2 days. And I, here's the thing. I'm going to fucking tootalize you guys. Right now, as you are listening to my podcast about the most boring fucking mountain lion trip so far that you've heard, at least it's better than the 7,000 fucking podcasts out there about the Western Hunt Expo. And if you're a listener, I have friends that went. I don't give a fuck. I've been to it. Fuck, I'll probably go at some point. I am a giant hypocrite. Fuck. I don't care. But I am going to make fun of you right now. Every fucking post this weekend was, hey, come out to the Western Hunt Expo and check out our new shit. And here I is, beating my chest as a guy out using that gear. Not the new gear, because I don't get shit new. But I'm out here fucking hunting while you guys are out there peddling shit. That's why I's not in the industry. God, I'm a fucking idiot. But you get what I'm saying. Plus, had I been there, you know, Snyder would have beat me up. And I got work to do. I don't have time to be in the hospital. Fuck. Remember when he used to talk shit about shows and how he never go to shows? Oh my God. Talk about hypocrites. And I say this knowing full well that I'll probably end up at a show eventually. And I've gone to shows and they can be fun. But if there's any fucking animal out there that I can hunt, fuck shows. And honestly, they're getting so gay these days. I mean, it's hard to watch Instagram during this time of year. Like fucking people running through lobbies with packs on. Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. I don't know. I'm a hypocrite. I do stupid shit too. I tag companies. I do podcasts. I'm right there with you. I'm a loser as well. So just know if I'm making fun of you, I'm right there. I'm just as big of a douchebag as you are. I'm a douchefluencer as well. Yeah, so anyway, now that you heard my my meal story, I'm out here eating. We got up the next morning, hit the mountain. Went back to that spot where you treed that cat. Ended up finding, I'm not shitting you. It got complicated how many cats we fucking found in this one ranch. It got real complicated because what we figured is at one point we had what looked like a female with 3 kittens, like full grown kittens, or pretty full. And then there was definitely a Tom, the one that he had treed, not a giant cat, but a cat I'd have shot for sure. I'm not a big trophy. Like, honestly, right now, this is what I'm doing. I've never shot a cat with a compound, and I'm just doing something different. Yeah, it's not the fucking, you know what I mean? I've shot a couple with the stick bow, so I'm just fucking, I'm going to try it with this, you know? That's just how I operate. So I got the wheelie bow with me, plus, I just put that new sight on it, and I just kind of wanted to fucking shoot something with it. I don't know. So anyway, we, for sure on that place, for sure. So there's the 4 cats, they went off kind of one direction. And then I think Tom peeled off another direction. Plus, there was a bunch of deer tracks in there. It just got real busy. And the dogs got mixed up a few times. They worked hard. They're good dogs. The houndsman I was with, his guide, whatever you want to call him, his name was Zach. Good dude, lives right there, runs cats like crazy. You know, what's funny, like Dave Hoff, my buddy, of course, he moved across the state and he lives in Colorado where they're trying to ban that shit. And I don't like bugging him. I want to go cat hunting, but I've said it before, I don't like bugging him because, you know, I mean, he's always taking different guys and trying to get them their cats. And I respect that. That's awesome. He got me a cat a few years ago. You know, I probably hunt with him again. I like hanging out with Dave. He's just such a good dude. But this guy all these guys, the first houndsman I hunted with, he was a weirdo. But they all just love their fucking dogs so much. It's so funny. And it is fun to watch. What I love about cat hunting, and it's been this way on every hunt I've ever done, is it's so up and down, and especially nowadays with the GPSs, like it's so funny. and when you're close to the dogs, he can hear them and see what they're doing, or you know, hear what they're doing, and the ups and downs. It's like, oh, they're lining them out now. They're lining them out. We got this one. It's, you know, and then 5 minutes later, it's like, fuck, they're fucked off. They're circling. God damn it. I don't know what happened. They must have, you know, it's just so up and down. It's so funny because that's what I love about it is it's so god dang exciting. You're just freezing your dick off, riding like a side-by-side or a four-wheeler. Or what, on this one, we were on a four-wheeler tracks, you know. I was sitting on the back seat. it was actually pretty comfortable. And he had an actual seat, you know, on the back. But it's just cold. You're looking for tracks. Boom, you find one. You get excited. You know, you look at it. Oh, yeah. And then you let the dogs go and you hear them run and that's exciting, and then you have some lull for a while, kind of paying attention to what they're doing, then they're running it hard, then they're not. It's just very up and down. So anyway, these dogs were working, and there were so many different, this family of cats, if you will, had been hunting in there a bunch. They live in there, off and on. There's deer, there's fucking rabbits everywhere. It was just kind of a crazy spot. So finally, they fucking sort one off or whatever. They sort a cat off, or it's a different cat. I don't know. They get a cat off and treed. So we hike over there, and I've already told the guide. I said, look, I'm not going to mount this cat. I mean, unless this thing is like a fucking 200 pounder, like something that doesn't exist, you know, all these fucking idiots out there, that's a 180 pound cat, no doubt, and it's like a 140 pounder, you know what I mean, like, I don't think people realize what a 180 pound cat is. Like, actually, the guy that I was with, he killed 170, a fucking verified, I have a picture of the cat on the scale, 179 pounder. But it's fucking rare, you know? But anyway, where I was going with that is I'm not looking to mount this thing. I said, I'm not looking for a trophy. I just want a respectable animal. And I want it to be something that you are okay with us killing. You know, some guys don't like to kill females. Some guys don't care. You know, it depends on where you're at, what the population is like. You know, I mean, they're predators. They're eating fucking deer, you know? So you got to manage them. You can kill fucking females. I have no problem with it. The first cat I ever killed was a female. If you're out there and you're cussing me because of that, I don't really give a shit. But I have no problems with it. But I've already told him, I'm like, hey, man, you know, we've got this set up. So I basically, I can come back. Like, I'm going to kill a cat. Like, I'm going to make it easy on them. They're going to call me. I'm going to come. I'm going to make it simple. I'm not going to turn down a cat that they will, you know, a mature cat they want me to kill. Anyway, long story short, kind of. We got this cat tree. We have no idea what it is because the dogs were on the other side. The female and the three smaller ones were on our side of the canyon. We cross. We get over there. See the cat. At first, we think it's a decent one. And when we get up there, he's like, man, it's, I don't know, maybe like a 1.5-year-old, 2-year-old. We didn't really look. He thought maybe a female. And I could tell he didn't really want to shoot it. And I was like, look, it's up to you. I'm good if you want to. And he's like, nah, it's first day, dude. Snow's good. He goes, I know where there's at least 2 other good toms. Like, let's just keep hunting. And if you have, you know, if we'll get you a bigger one. And I don't regret it at all. I don't regret it. And I wouldn't have regretted shooting it. We got fucking some cool pictures of it. I just like seeing them. You know, I know a lot of, here's the thing. If I lived in Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, I'd probably have hounds and I'd probably be unfortunately divorced. You know what I mean? So thank God I don't live there because I like it. Like, I like that the dogs and the, I don't know. It's an exciting thing, an exciting way of hunting. And so, hey, I felt good. You know, hey, I'm growing up. I'm fucking maturing. We took some pictures, got the dogs off, and we walked away from that cat. And we ended up cruising out of there. We're like, fuck, man, it's too busy in here, which sounds stupid. It sounds crazy. We're pretty sure that big Tom, well, we actually know, we found his track heading off into the neighbors, and he didn't have permission over there. Everything on the other side of the canyon was, I think, BLM or state, and everything on the other side where that bigger Tom appeared to have went was, there was a lot, I mean, there was a big section of private that we couldn't cross. So we decided to pack it up and head for another spot. And of course it got kind of late in the day and we ended up cutting another track. It wasn't super fresh, but he cut loose on it. And I don't know. It wasn't fresh enough. Those dogs fucking run hard though. It's so amazing what a dog can handle. You know, I mean, I don't even understand it. It just, it's fucking nuts. They tracked that lion, the afternoon lion. And he even told me, he's like, dude, I usually don't let dogs out before, you know, after a certain time, like noon, man. Usually I'm at home doing something else. 1 o'clock. It's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The dogs are on this track and they get it down. They're kind of working it down this one nasty, nasty canyon. And it's not super fresh and it's not a big, huge, huge track. And at this point, I think it's like 4-ish. It gets dark at, what, I think 5:30, 6 o'clock. He just looks at me. He's like, man, I'll go in there if you want to. He said, but when we haven't jumped a thing, nothing's happened. I could tell he wanted to pull the dogs out of there. And I said, that's fine, dude. Do what you normally would do. Like, I don't want to be that asshole. It's like, no, I know better than you. I watched mountain lion hunting on YouTube. I'm the man. Yeah, I don't even understand that mentality. But so anyway, we pulled the dogs, got the dogs out, and fucking good dogs. You know, he was able to holler them back, and they came to him. It's just like Dave's dogs. Like, I mean, Dave's dogs, like, are his children. They live inside with him. This guy's the same way. Not all of them. He's got quite a few dogs, but there's a couple of them that, like, sleep with him, you know, and live in the house, and the other ones live in, like, a heated, he's got this fucking giant, like, doghouse heated with kennels outside. I mean, it's fucking, they live better than a lot of humans, which is why I think they love their owner, you know, and they listen well. So he was able to call him up and call him off the track, which I thought was super impressive. And anyway, next day we, so here's the fucking 75 hard bullshit from that day. So we're leaving. He said, well, he was back and forth on whether we were going to get up super early or not. But then he's like, nah, dude, I know. Let's go where that cat is. It's just up the street from here, from my house. Let's go up there so we don't have to leave that early. So I didn't have to get up crazy early. I think we left his house at like 5:30. So I just had to get up my normal time, like around 4. And got my inside workout in. 45 minutes of burpees, push-ups, squats, wall sits. Like, I had this whole thing drawn out and just did a little body weight thing. Sweated pretty good. You know, got it moving. Got the heart rate up. Felt good when I got done. Took a shower. Went lion hunting. Had my own, I had brought my own food, which is what I told them I would do. I don't even fucking talk about my food that I brought. It's just a couple peanut butter bars, apples, and I made some organic peanut butter with some organic honey slathered between two fucking sourdough pieces of bread. That was my fuel for the day. And then I had some moose jerky, which one of the puppies happened to eat all of today. That fucker got in my pack. He's like, don't leave that in here. And I said, well, should I just put it, can I put it in my pack? And he's like, yeah, she shouldn't be able to get it. I said, she won't get in my pack, right? And he goes, no, zip it up. That bitch fucking unzipped my pack, pulled the fucking jerky out, and ate every piece of it. Smart dogs. But anyway, so we did that, the 75 hard bullshit, got the day through. Well, then when I got home, even though I told him I brought my own food, I brought some meat we could cook, took some moose meat with me, but he's like, nah, man, no. We're having steaks tonight. I want steaks. I said, oh, fuck, it's hard to say no to steaks. So that night, his wife, we get there, and his fucking wife, you know, she's taking care of the kids and while we're out dicking off, and then she makes us these, oh, my God, fucking amazing T-bone or ribeyes. Oh, they were so good with some salad, like grilled salad, and a little bit of scalloped potatoes. Oh, so good. And as far as I'm concerned, that fucking checks the box on the old 75 hard diet for me. Tracked it all. Had a pretty good day in the mountains. And then I told him, I was like, I'm sorry. Don't be fucking weirded out when you see some douchebag out in your fucking driveway with a 45-pound rucksack on, walking back and forth. I said, I am embarrassed to even say these words out loud. And of course, they were cool. I mean, I think they were like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? You can't count the goddamn all day of rucking in the mountains. You don't get to count that, as far as I've been told. So I strapped a goddamn 43-pound pack on my back and his driveway was kind of long, so I just kind of walked it back and forth. And got 3 miles in. And I went back. I was super tired. Read my 10 pages in my book. And then called it a night. Now this, today, was a little more brutal. Because he's like, at first he wanted to leave the house at 3:30. And I had already decided, like, I need to get up an hour and a half ahead of time. Because I need, like, 15 or 20 minutes for the old pre-workout to kick in. Because I got it. At that early mornings, I got to have me some fucking Elevate. Some Warrior Fuel. No, they're not a sponsor. But if Ryan wants to fucking have me out and deer hunt with him, I'll do that. I'll take him up on it. No, I'm just kidding. That's extortion, Jake. All right. He finally landed on, let's get up at 4. Let's leave around 4. He said, be upstairs around 4. Like, fuck. So I set my alarm for 2:30. And got up. Did the same body weight squats and all the bullshit this morning. Did that for 45 minutes, took a shower, got ready, got up there. We left the house a little after 4 this morning. We were going a little farther, kind of went back and went up to another area above where we thought that cat from yesterday afternoon probably went. We ended up cutting him, setting off. It was yesterday's track for sure. So we set out on it. We had to move the dogs. We freshened it up on the other side of the draw. I know it's all boring, but it's what happened. I don't know. We freshened it up. We got back on it. Well, these dogs fucking worked. And we got it in. They got down in another just nasty fucking canyon. And I have zero give a fucks about the exertion. Like, he kept, like, telling me, he's like, man, it's going to be bitch getting out of there, you know, up and, you know, it's going to be a fucking tough walk. And I'm like, man, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not worried about, like, we can walk. Walking uphill doesn't, I mean, yeah, it sucks. You breathe hard. Especially, you know, I think we were at like 7,000 or 8,000 feet. You know, I mean, you breathe hard, but that doesn't really bother me. It was the fact that everything was sheer fucking cliffs, and the chutes that go down are just really steep, all really loose, because the ground's kind of thawing out, and it's all fucking covered in pine needles. And snow, and the snow is melting, so it's that slippery, nasty shit. I'm just a pussy when it comes to, like, I'm not that technical. Like, it was funny, because going downhill, he would just fucking dart downhill, and I'm like, I got my bow strapped to my pack, and I'm just easing around, you know, easing down, sliding on my ass, falling, but then going uphill, like, I was right on his ass. Like, and I'm not saying, and he's a in shape, long-legged son of a bitch, you know. Been lion hunting for the last 4 months. Like, he's in, you know, he's, they're all in good, like, fucking trying to keep up with Dave is like trying to keep up with a goddamn, you know, Clydesdale or something. It's like, fuck you. Just go, you know what I mean? My short, stumpy, fucking fat legs. But anyways, those dogs got over there. Now, I don't know what the fuck happened. We're still a little unclear on what happened, but they get across. They worked it out. The hillside we were on was bared off. They fucking cold tracked it, trailed it, whatever you call it, bare grounded it in the mud, got it across the canyon, and we think they jumped it. And they fucking ran it to some gnarly fucking cliffs and lost it. And I mean, it happened to me and Dave. I'm pretty sure it happened to me on my first trip. It just, I mean, those cats can do shit that the dog can't. And they were tired. The one old dog, you could tell he was fucking beat. He actually worked it around. He got around the cliffs, got up on top, and I think he cut it again or cut another track and worked it for a while, which was weird. I think he petered out. I think he just fucking, he went for like a 3/4 of a mile, and then came back, and Zach was like, I honestly, and when he got to us, he looked like death. Like, he was like beat down, dead ass tired, and he was an old dog. Zach said it was probably, this is probably going to be his last year, maybe next year. He was an older dog, great dog, but I don't know, I think he just gave it up. And to get over there was going to be probably a 2-hour process. We'd already gone pretty much to the bottom, but we were kind of cliffed out. Like, finding a way back up was going to be a bitch. And it was about 3 o'clock today, 2:30 maybe, I don't know. It was late in the day, and the dogs were beat, and everything was melting. I was like, fuck. He's like, man, I don't... He goes, we could go try to freshen it up there. I'll go. But, you know, I just felt bad for his dogs. I didn't... That's the problem. Houndsmen do things different when they got a paying customer, you know, and I don't want that. I want them to... Especially when I got the option to come back. I'm just not interested in fucking running dogs to death and doing all that shit. Like, if they're willing to go and want to go, I'm willing to go. But if they're kind of like him-hawing, I'm like, dude, let's do what you got to want to do. Like, so we crawled out of that nasty hole, and the dogs were fucking tired. They were taking breaks any time that we took breaks and wanted to lay down. Like, they were tired. Me and Dave had the same situation when we hunted. But, anyway, we got out of there, got back to the truck, and, worked our way back to his house, and called the outfitter that I'm kind of booked through, you know, the guy that I work, and, he said if the conditions were good, we'd hunt tomorrow, but... When I called him, and when we were coming back, dude, it was crazy how much of the hillsides that we had been on the other day had just completely bared off. It was a good snow, but the ground had started thawing before, you know, it'd been warm up until this snowstorm. So that warm ground on top of sunny days, even though it wasn't crazy warm today, sunny days, it was just melting from both sides and just fucking bared off quick. He's like, man, it ain't worth it. So anyway, jumped in the truck, and now I'm almost home. Well, I say that, I'm like still an hour or some away, but guess what? I still have a fucking outdoor workout to do. And I gotta read 10 pages and take a picture of my fat ass in the mirror. And I'm tired. I won't lie. I'm not sure how much of that pre-workout you can take before you fucking die. But I might be fucking... I might be testing it out for you, Ryan. Yeah, I don't know. I'm beat. But I'm gonna do it because... Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I have come this far. I'm not giving up. It's not even like a pound your chest type of thing. Like, I just know that if I fucking fuck up, I won't continue tomorrow, and I'll be eating cookies tomorrow. And it's not even all for me. It's for my wife, too. She's in a month. She's a week ahead of me. And I'm not... And if I give up, I'm not saying she would give up, but it just sucks. You got to be on the same page. Like, that's the problem. we're either on the same page of eating good, or we're on the same page of we look at each other and like, fuck it, let's go grab something. I don't want to cook tonight. I don't want to clean tonight. It's more like it. I don't want to clean. Cleaning up, cooking's not that big a deal. And I love eating, you know, healthy home-cooked meals. I just hate cleaning that shit. So, anyway, I'm going to do it when I get home. What I've started doing is rucking with anywhere from 40, 45-ish pounds up to like 80 pounds, 75, 80 pounds. A lot of my rucks have just been just around town, you know, just kind of trying to truck along. I haven't been doing my normal, like in the summers, I'll ruck out in our state park where there's a lot of hills and I can get some elevation in. But right now I'm just fucking walking, but I'm doing it at a steady pace with a lot of weight. And it's actually, I think it's helping, you know, carrying smaller loads feels like nothing really. And smaller loads, meaning like 30, 40 pounds, feels like nothing. But anywho, I'm going to go do that when I get home. I'm going to read 10 fucking pages and go to bed. And then, since I wasn't really planning on being home tomorrow, I don't have anything crazy lined up at work. And my kids have it off because of President's Day, or one of them does. So I'm going to probably keep them at home just because I got shit I can do at the house, on my computer at the house. So that's what I'm going to do. Not that you give a fuck. This might be, that might be the podcast, I think. I think that's the podcast, folks. If you are doing, I've had some people tell me that they are doing 75 hard or have done it or whatever. I don't really want to know about it. I don't really give a fuck. But if you're doing it right now, you know, tag me. There's some guys that, one guy in particular that is doing like, I don't know. He's like an ultra marathoner. And, for whatever reason, maybe, I think he's told me that I've motivated him to do shit, which is fucking crazy when people that are way more badass than you, gotta turn here, when they're way fucking more badass than you are gaining motivation from the 5 miles I'm running. I gain motivation from them. I do. Oh god. Alright, get back to work, you fuckers. I'm gonna try not to fall asleep and get the rest of the way home. I'll talk to you later.